So today we're continuing our study on the Apostle of Thomas, a faith that questions. Last week we opened up with the topic of, is it okay to ask questions? There are those people, there are those faith systems, there are those cults who say that you're not allowed to ask questions. You just take what I give you, you believe it, you do it, no questions asked. Well, I don't really believe that is the way Christianity is set up. In fact, God says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God.
Now, I told him, I said, you're going to have to burn your fingers while you cook prepared when you ask for wisdom on Sunday.
And there's only two constraints.
Hey, how am I supposed to pray for you
with
you walking out?
Is if you're asking the question, and your question or your attitude of your heart is this, questioning the authority of God, that's problematic. If you're asking for wisdom,
money
from
God, or prayer,
then that is a good place. Parents, it's like this. If your child comes to you and they have transgressed.
No.
And they
God's
say,
big enough to bless them.
What gives
over
you
there,
the right?
Except maybe him.
That is problematic, isn't it, parents?
With his hoodie.
Oh. A hoodie?
We're not even going to get to what gives me the right.
It's 1,000 degrees.
Done with you.
It would be a problem. But you
anyway,
know what, kids? Listen
good morning.
To me. Students, listen
so
to me.
So this is the way we
if
start.
You go
we
to your
stop
parents
cockroaches
and all the youth walk
and you
out.
Say,
please help me understand.
That's the only way to start a great church
why?
Service.
This is important.
Well, it is
beneficial.
Good morning to you. Glad
now,
that you're
I'm
here.
Your
I am so
and your
grandparents
thankful that you've
chosen to be here
a,
today. And,
we
and
have
I hope that you're well and blessed as we start
try to train
July.
You up, right?
So the year is
if you ask
not
that
quite
way,
half
go
over,
easier.
But we're real close to
but if you go,
it.
What gives you the right?
Time flies when you have good duty, I've heard the military
anywho,
folks say.
So we're looking at the
so,
Apostle
we have
Thomas.
A great service,
and his
a great message. I'm looking forward to that.
What? Doubting Thomas.
I want to do something real quick. I want to first say,
welcome to
Florida.
And
over the next few weeks, we're going to look. And I think I'll
be at your place on the beach.
Unfair that particular
here.
Nickname is.
Also,
we
want
find
to say
our
a special
word
of congratulations
faith and ministry
to Alan.
I recorded around all two significant
look at me, bro. You know you weren't going to get
Bible.
By.
The first
Alan retired
is the
after 33
and
one
half
slowly
years
walking ourselves to that
serving
event
on the den fire
today. The second one is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And we will get to that one just
had
a little
the privilege
bit later.
Of attending, and they had a large crowd
today,
of other firefighters
the
chapter.
And
when they wanted to take
here,
a picture with Alan of everyone who had worked
there
with him, only
at
two
that
of them
time,
were standing
the feast
over there.
Of dedication,
everyone
we
else was up there with Alan, and I thought to myself, those two guys are
Jerusalem.
Going,
man, what's
it
up
was
with
in
this
the
guy,
winter,
you know?
And Jesus was
but,
working,
congratulations
in the
to you and to your family,
in the portico of
because that type of service has
Jesus and his disciples and his apostles were at the temple.
Few things that I just want to remind you of, I want to encourage you to stay connected with us.
Let me give you a little
geography lesson. I love geography. Is there anyone here that looks at
I guess
maps?
The phone shrank.
Just for grins?
She washed it.
It's fun.
She washed it in the
I love maps.
Whichever.
But anyway, it's just going to be that
Jesus
kind of morning.
Jesus and his ministry,
put
the majority of his ministry
tighten it up
took place
just a little
in the
bit,
region of Galilee.
Turbulence.
And I've placed that inside
but we
the
always
box.
Want you to stay
the
connected.
The big blue part
and
to the
left,
always,
that's the Mediterranean Ocean.
You on YouVersion.
The little blue part,
as always, I want you to open up your little Facebook.
Check in here to Little ALF. Wish everyone a happy
And
that's
safe.
Where
Peter
lived.
Let's say the word safe together.
You see
shall we?
Cana.
That's where Jesus performed his first public miracle.
God gave you 10.
We see Nazareth.
Let's finish
that's where
with
Jesus
10.
Grew up.
Jesus of Nazareth.
4th of July. And while
and
you're checking
you
in, I'm going
to
say a special word of welcome to
the
our
sea of Galilee.
Digital church.
Thank
that's where
you for being with
Thomas
us today. Wherever
lived.
In the world
at the time
you may be
Jesus
found,
called
we are
to be
always
an
honored that you've taken the time
the
to join us.
From the Sea of Galilee
and we pray that the distance between us
down
and you will
to
feel
Jerusalem
very, very
is about 132
small.
Miles.
We do have a bake sale.
Now, it could
that's
be a little
why
longer,
everyone
depending.
Walked out of that
was,
section
you
this
could go
morning.
Out to the ocean
they're getting
and down
ready for youth camp and
there is a bake sale immediately following
service. Or you could go down the Jordan River Valley
will not finish early
so you can get there early
but it'll wait.
About 130
and there's also
miles,
a lemonade
a
stand
bit.
As well.
It was a little bit of a
so
walk.
We'd encourage you to go
if
by
went,
maybe pick something
down
up
through
for
the
holiday.
Valley. It was a little easier because you didn't
pick
have
something
as many
up for this afternoon.
Pick something up for the way home.
And then they
it
would come
down to Jerusalem.
All that is
we
purchased today will go directly
Bethlehem and Bethany
to
are all clustered
the
there.
Camp.
Jerusalem sits
and
atop of a mountain.
We do have a DR team meeting today.
Bethlehem, if you look.
And so
you
DRT
can see Bethlehem
from be a part of that.
We are in the time of year
Jerusalem.
Where
you
Wednesday.
Know where to look.
is and then the off. Town of
we
Bethany.
We do not have Wednesday
and you need to
family
this away,
activities
we'll
this
get back
week.
To this a little
partially because
later.
Of
Bethany
the
Bethany is less than 2 miles
from
out.
Jerusalem.
So these are all clustered together very tightly on the
our
top of this
class
mountain
will be
range
the end of the month.
We hope
Jerusalem.
That if you would like to get to know
so,
us a little bit
you
better,
you ever like to play
if
the comparison
game. To formally
when you
become
a member
of ALS,
study
this
something,
is a you think about
you.
It, perhaps
or if you just
in
want
large
to know
terms,
better,
when we read
well.
And we study
we
about
have
the Holy
you.
Land,
let us know that you're coming.
How many of you think that the
because
Holy
we
Land
want to
is
cook
a big
for
place?
You. We're going to provide lunch
we
said
there was 130
and,
plus
if you
miles
don't RSVP,
from
we
the
might
invite
Galilee
you, but
down
we may
to
not
Jerusalem.
Feed you. Well, I want to give you a contrast,
mind,
okay?
You know, I'm a giver like that.
This is free.
Each week we like to connect your giving to ministry, and today we want to remember our mission.
This is how much territory
Brother Steve Shermer,
West Texas would take
and Silk Road
we would
stretch
from the
information
Persian
about
Gulf
what God's doing
all the way
in
to the Mediterranean Sea. Amen?
And everywhere.
That's right, because we're Texas, Dad.
Our team partners are.
So what does Israel look like?
Whether it's in the Middle East,
what does Israel look like compared to Texas? Well,
whether it's in Kenya, and then in 2 weeks it'll be in the Dominican.
Little yellow box over in the corner.
Your fingerprint is making
so
a difference.
So when we think about Israel, we think about the Holy Land.
People around the
yes,
world.
Yes, 130 miles is still a long way to
our
walk.
Family members.
But it's a very
had
small,
had a great visit with Buddy yesterday.
Tight,
he says hello.
Place.
He loves you.
And
he
in today's
you.
Context,
to seeing you soon. When you
think
and
about Israel
going
and
pray
those
for the
who
teenagers.
Seek to do Israel harm,
so
you see this
they head out for camp at what time
stamp?
Tomorrow?
In the middle of this great big ocean. So when you think
let's
about the Middle East, think about how tightly compact that all is
over here?
In compared to our state.
11.
So, ish. Jesus and his disciples and his ish. Apostles were at the
and
Temple
so they're going
Mount,
to Camp Copus,
and this
it's
is
a great camp,
a model
a great
of what
I
the temple looks like
the
in the time
group
of Jesus.
We've ever had to go
and
to
so
camp.
I want to give you some orientation
so awesome.
To it,
and
so that when
so
you read your Bible,
to pray
when
for
you hear
them each
about
day,
the
we
want
to pray for the leadership
the
that's there.
You can
it's a great
see
camp,
it better
it's a great
than
schedule.
It's just this place. So
we have great
this
students,
is the Temple
so
Mount.
I'm expecting nothing but greatness.
And
but
the
we
wall
do
that we're
pray.
Looking at down on the bottom
involved,
of the picture is facing the east.
We want to pray
okay.
for open
that's
hearts
very
and
important.
Open ears to hear the good news
there's
of Jesus.
There's a set of doors. You
and
see
they'll respond to what God
right
tells them
I want
to
you
do
to,
and invite
I want
them
you
to be
pay attention
part of.
To those
thanks
doors,
thanks for coming
okay?
back, Nick.
Because those
now
doors
I think
have
I can
a significant
let's pray, shall we?
Father,
those
we do thank you for this day.
The doors that Jesus
Father, we
entered
thank you for the opportunity
the
to be together once
entry.
Again.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Father,
but this
we pray as we come into your
presence
in and out
and
of the temple
come into this
complex.
House, Lord.
Now,
we come from a
this
lot of different directions.
It's taken down in the Kidron Valley.
A lot
so
of
if you are standing looking
pray, Lord,
up at the walls of Jerusalem, which
focus
that
our
is,
minds, attention, and our
the Mount of
affection.
Olives is behind you.
And Father, I
okay?
pray that your word
and to give
would
you an idea, you can see just the very
intimately.
Top of the Dome of the Rock.
Father,
so
that we would
looking
hear it, that we would understand
the mountain,
it,
at the walls
Lord, that we would
of
see how
Jerusalem,
to apply it into
and those
our own
doors
lives.
Are right there in the middle of that
Father,
gate.
Father, I just pray that
okay?
you push back everything
now, what's
that
laid
might
there
be
in front of it is a Muslim cemetery.
Who need to hear from you.
Now, you go, well, why would they
Father,
put a cemetery
there?
Presence
I'll explain
would
that
feel
in a
very,
second.
Very close
but
to what us. Is it about those two doors
Father,
that you
I
first
that you
noticed?
Would remember your messenger today.
They're walled
Father,
up.
Remember him
yeah,
and his
they're not real doors.
Frailties.
Now, this is
Father,
free, Ronnie. I know you're going
to
want this. On
you
Facebook.
To give your people.
I follow a group called Doors.
Amen.
Door aficionado.
Right.
We are continuing our
stook.
And you get to see some
stook.
Of the most beautiful doors
I don't
in the world.
Know where that came
if
from.
If you want that,
our
hit
look
me up on Facebook.
At the
I'll
Apostle Thomas.
But yes, these
I am
these
loving
this.
I love Thomas.
I love
this study.
Up.
And I hope that you're loving it.
Now,
I think
these
that you
gates
are because you
are
keep
referenced
coming back.
By,
so that's
by
a good
many
sign.
Different names. It's
so
the Eastern
last
Gate,
which is
we
true because
we found
it faces
Jesus
the
and his disciples
it's the
on the Temple
it's
Mount.
The beautiful gate.
And it didn't
it's
go
Mercy
so
gate,
well,
if you recall.
But it's also referred to
Jesus
as
and them
the
were there because
gate.
It was a national
why?
Holiday.
Because
they were
not
there
only did Jesus
they had a message they wanted to
the
communicate
Messiah gate
or the Eastern
to as many
gate
people
at the day
as
the triumphal entry.
So if you want to do mass communication
in the time of Jesus,
you had to be where the people were.
Same gate.
And so they went to
now,
the Temple Mount,
is,
and they were teaching,
up.
And they were
well, let me tell you this.
Jesus
the
doesn't
news,
have a
but
problem
it didn't go
with the
so
sealed
well.
Door.
Because the religious leaders walked
let
up
let me give you
and,
a little history.
Let's just say
so
they fronted up
Jerusalem
on Jesus.
One
of
they
the
got
most
very
highly
contested
pieces of property
things got
on the entire
heated.
Earth.
You know,
and then if
have
you
ever
had
it down
have you ever
to
had
the Temple
happen
Mount
in your day-to-day life,
it is even more contested than the city. Like, oh, and you're like, whoa, there have been people fighting over it since
1810. You know, I mean,
so it was. Can we all agree we live in a world that's on about half
when,
boil?
It was taken over,
and the Crusaders reopened it in 1102.
It's a little toasty.
And then when Saladin regained Jerusalem in 1187.
We want to be very conscientious of our own boiling point,
and has remained
sure that we're keeping things low and calm.
But Jesus and his disciples,
they sealed it up.
They were
and
there
they put
to worship,
a Muslim cemetery
teach,
in front of
and
it
a confrontation
because
took
a good
place.
Jewish confrontation wasn't
just
never
passive.
Through a Muslim
it
cemetery.
Was very intentional.
It, would make
it
him
was very aggressive
unclean.
To the point.
And so the idea is
they wanted to take up stones
that
and stone Jesus
would never
to death.
Come through this,
this
gate.
Confrontational
got,
because you'd
this
have
confrontation
to go through
got deadly.
A cemetery which would and, render them unclean.
Let me say this to you.
But let me just
when
say
you're
this,
out there on the highways
it's not
and
a
the byways for Jesus.
And your automobile and people
men
get crazy
have schemes, but God has
last
plans.
Week,
so it
your
is still
little,
there.
Your
it is still
pastor,
sealed up.
I don't,
but
listen,
it's not,
I don't
sealed
know how
forever,
God put three
one day
cars
Jesus
and
is
two
coming,
lanes,
and things are going to be different.
But he did.
But if you have a chance, it, and
if you want to know the story, you
when
can
you
ask me
see
later.
News reports from
I don't get
Jerusalem,
scared driving.
I mean, scared as in your stomach turns a little bit
from the Mount of Olives or their video.
And so when
and
you
it was
look
because
across,
there were a couple other people driving
the Messiah
not so smartly,
very frequently in
and
media
just,
and
we,
other things.
We have to be very
go,
mindful
free.
How we respond.
So we have
what
the Temple Mount.
Do.
We have the Messiah's
and
day.
And if someone else
now,
is being
the building
unkind
in the middle,
unsafe,
that is the temple proper.
The
that's
thing
where
you
the
can
Holy
do
of Holies would have been
is turn and look them in the face.
And then you see
don't
all
look
the colonnades,
in the eyes
all of
you're driving.
The,
listen,
the pillars.
It's
that
two
is
cars,
the,
but when you look eyeball to eyeball, now it's
that's
two
where
people,
Jesus
and that's where problems
would have been walking.
So
it provides
that's free.
Shade,
it doesn't cost
it provides
extra
comfort.
But they were on the Temple Mount.
Good acoustics.
The
there's
confrontation
a lot of
got heated,
would sit
and they decided
that
it was time
and this is where
to
Jesus
step away
is
from the situation.
This account.
They went
now,
down the mountain
location.
To the east, just beyond the Jordan
so
River.
The eastern wall
and they took
here
refuge
that you see in the media
for often
a mental
not.
Relaxation,
but the
physical
backside,
relaxation, also
which would be the west
there was ministry
side,
opportunities there.
Where that last era
and this
was.
Is where we're
going
to find them
the wall,
on the
way
down
the
mountain
from
that
Jerusalem.
Is where the wailing wall
they went through
is
the ancient city
so when
of Jericho.
See people praying
and this
at
week
the
I want to
wall,
educate you a little
wall,
bit about Jericho.
That's where it's located.
So let's look. Jericho is called
the city
of Palms.
To go there.
I can encourage you 70
times
in
the
Old Testament.
And
Jericho
make the
is considered by many
the
oldest
the
city
wall.
On the
I've
face of our planet.
And
it is,
I gotta be
in
honest
fact,
with you.
The
it
was lowest
there was something
setting,
special about
city
it.
In our world,
into 820
it, anyway.
Feet below
so,
sea level.
Jesus and his apostles
down
were at the temple.
And
the
not
Jews
too
then
far
surrounded
from the
him and began saying to him, how long will you keep us in suspense?
Jericho was the normal
route. If you are the Christ,
you remember we talked about when Jesus and his disciples came down.
I told you,
Galilee,
and you do not believe.
They came down the Jordan
the
River Valley,
do,
and
then
my father's
west,
these
by north
west, and they
but
go up the mountain
at Jericho. Because you are not
and
my
when
sheep.
Passing through Jericho, there's a couple
my
of encounters that we have in our Bible,
and
he healed
I know
blind
them,
Bartimaeus,
and they follow me,
and he also
and
met
them
the tax collector,
and they will never perish,
and had dinner with
and
him.
And no one will snatch
both
them out of my hands.
And Herod the Great
no one will snatch them out of
vacation in this oasis
that testifies to eternal security.
It has incredible.
Verse 29,
aquifer
my father
and spring
who has given them to me is
the
greater
water
than
for
all.
This oasis
and no
in the
one
desert,
is able to
even
snatch
to
them
day.
Out of my father's
and you will
hand.
Find some of the best fruit
I and my father
in Jericho.
Are one. So if you want
Jericho
to,
is
this
one of the cities
too,
also
that in the time
so
of Jesus
at the point of our salvation,
we are sealed
as a
and
resident
saved.
City
if you want to imagine, we are placed inside Jesus'
in
hand, which he said, what,
so
no one can snatch
the
away.
Road from Jericho
and then
up
Jesus
to Jerusalem
hand,
was very
proverbially,
busy.
It's inside
the
Father's hand.
Man who served
hand,
in the temple,
and he says, no one can
be
snatch
making
them
that
out of my
trip,
Father's
back
hand.
And forth.
So somebody has to be greater than God the Father and God the Son
those going up
to Jericho. Amen.
But if you are
and
coming
let me also say
from
this,
the Middle East,
you
going
are not
over to northern
enough.
Africa,
so,
you would come,
there
you make
go.
A little arc and
that's
come
a simple
through Jericho
understanding
on your way.
Of
Jericho
eternal security.
Is the
now,
crossroads of the world.
The Jewish
at
this leaders
time.
Were looking for a reason.
So we find Jesus now, and his disciples.
It, you know, it's funny.
Down
in
the Jordan
world,
River
it seems
Valley,
like so many people
to the
live,
east of it,
their lives,
like
just
I said,
looking
they
for a reason to be mad.
They were ministering,
me?
They were being disciples.
I mean, everyone's
and,
looking for a reason to be upset about something.
Being together,
I,
finding
I think
some
about
time.
Posting on Facebook.
And last
just
week,
the other
we
day,
mentioned,
someone
and I want to read
our church
for the Wednesday ministry.
This was the area the in which John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
And this person this got on there and started
the area
busting chops.
In which the Israelites crossed over the Jordan River to come into the promised land, but that's a different message.
I digress.
And their two ministries
for Jesus and his followers
to be in Jerusalem was a natural choice.
When you use the word validate, his eyes roll back in his head because what they did at the holidays.
So I'm using that this morning in honor of my son.
You go home for Thanksgiving, most of us.
Validated Jesus' ministry.
Jerusalem for holidays.
He was the voice in the wilderness
for them
to proclaiming,
but
the
also
Messiah
they had
that
a
was
message
to come,
to share.
Who is Jesus.
If you had
likewise,
a message
Jesus'
to share,
ministry,
you would go,
his
what?
Signs,
where the
his wonders,
are. And his teachings
how many fishers
were
we
validating the message of John the Baptist.
Angler?
And so these two men were validating
and an angler
each other's
same thing,
ministry. And we,
you could
we
be an Anglican
that out to
who
us
is an angler.
We as believers are validating each other's ministry.
It doesn't make you an Anglican.
As you go out into your mission field,
okay.
And you encounter
look
people,
at, you guys,
it is my hope and my prayer that they go,
out everything I'm giving you
you
today.
Go to Authentic Life. Oh, well,
if
I know
you
Pastor
are a fisher
Jimmy,
person,
and he
because,
is,
you know,
and I hope they're
PC.
Saying good things.
You're a fisher person.
I hope they're not saying,
one, is you're
well,
going to use
foul-mouthed, shortest
temper when I was my grandfather actually when I was
I've
young
ever
he
met.
Liked to go fishing
that
and
would
had
be
to take
very
little
bad
Jimmy
for you
junior
that'd be
very bad
for me and that would be
Jimmy
very
junior
bad
is not
us.
Patient
together,
I like to catch I don't like to fish
evidence
and my grandfather
each
got tired of this and
we're
being
bearing
and I remember
the day
I realized
the
reason
I wasn't catching fish
and subsequently through those we are bearing evidence what to the trustworthiness
you know
of God's
Do you know what you catch
word,
with a bear hook?
To the trustworthiness
Nada.
Of God's Spirit.
Zero.
And to the trustworthiness
if you have
of God's
information
Messiah,
that you want to share
we
with
are
people
working together to,
before
to communicate
media,
this message.
You go where the people are.
And
so let's
being
pick
at
up,
the
we're going to be in John, the 11th chapter, the first 16 verses
you can read with
in
me
order
here
to
or you
celebrate their faith.
In your Bible, to
a man
share
named Lazarus
the
was sick
and family,
and he
and
lived in Bethany with his
hope.
Sisters,
the religious
Mary
leaders
and
who opposed Jesus'
This is Mary who later poured the expensive
works,
perfume on the Lord's feet.
They were
and wiped them
there
with
too
her
many
harem.
Of them, and
their
brother
Lazarus
was
They couldn't say, well, Jesus isn't doing good
So family and friends, Jesus
is a family that we're going to meet today is very close to
They couldn't
Jesus.
Deny those things.
Jesus
was
too
had
much
been in
was
their
too
home.
Public.
Jesus considers the works
friends,
that Jesus was
and
doing
Mary,
was not enough
the sister,
for them to take legal action.
They wanted
and,
a reason
and,
to arrest
and
him.
Bless Jesus.
They wanted
in
a reason
way.
To take him and,
Let's
and
look at
try
that
him before the courts.
But it wasn't
found
enough.
In John chapter 12.
The
Mary
his actions
took a pound
were not enough.
A very costly
so,
perfume of pure nard.
So they're still looking.
Anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair.
They did question
and
the source
was
of Jesus'
filled with
power.
The fragrance
they didn't question
of
what he did. They did
nard
question
is
how
a very beautiful
it.
Smelling
to believe that
fragrance.
It was from God would mean
and
that
so
they would
give you
be forced
a little
to believe
in
who
a pound
Jesus
of
was.
Nard at the time of Christ
so in order to be consistent
cost them
in their
11
denial
months
of Jesus,
wages.
They gave credit
and the typical wage in Jesus' day was one denarii or one drachma.
And so they said, well,
per day,
we see
that was a fair way
by the power of Satan.
For those that can do math better than me,
and so now
you
we see
extrapolate
a confrontation.
This was a very
come to him and
extravagant
they're confront him in front of his followers and others.
And here's
she
how
chose
that went.
To do for Jesus
the Jews picked up
and
stones
to Jesus
again
and
to stone
does anyone
him.
Remember the
I giggle at
the
this
disciple
just a
who
bit,
complained about her
being
the
so
Temple Mount would have been a place that is
was it?
Finished
Judas
and
why
would have been kept tidy.
Money.
And I just
money's
in my mind
evil.
I think
it's
did
the
someone
love
carry
of
around
the
ceremonial
problem.
Bag of rocks?
So the two sisters sent a message
Bring
to Jesus
the
telling
stones.
Him, Lord, your dear
you know,
friend
not,
is
that's
sick.
That's just me. It's just
so
I'm
let
sorry,
me ask you this question.
Head.
Have you ever
strike
that
message?
The jury will
Publishers
disregard.
Clearinghouse does not call
the
us
statement
at 2
bring
in the morning,
the
do they?
Verse 32,
if
Jesus
your phone rings
them,
at 2 in the morning,
I showed you many good works
your heart
from the Father,
goes what?
From which of them you're
nobody
from which of them are you stoning
me?
Why are you doing
the
this?
Morning.
The question. The Jews answered him,
"We're
not stoning you
and
for
so
the
Jesus
good works,
has received this message.
You,
Lazarus,
being a man, make yourself out to be God."
And Jesus
One
answered
of the days
them,
that I remember
said,
more
is it
than
not written in your
all
other days.
I said you were God.
It was an evening when I received a message.
In the 82nd Psalm,
that my bride and my daughter had been involved in an automobile
used,
accident
and we see
out
a word
in front of the Greenville
used, and I'll give you that right here.
There's a word used there,
who was
Elohim,
not supposed to be driving the vehicle
can be
he was driving.
Applied to.
He was not supposed to be driving as fast as he was driving.
And interpreted as
not supposed
God,
to have consumed
lowercase
the liquids
G,
that he had consumed right? before he was driving.
And this would be applied
struck
to judges.
Struck my bride and the driver's side
so
door.
So an individual
her,
might be
and there
Elohim,
was three and a half
lowercase
feet of penetration
G,
in, a tr-
not
in her
deity,
driver's door.
But one who
there
judges
was no seat
and
left.
Tells of
the car
of
slid 50
fractions.
Feet, rolled 2.5 times,
and so
and
by that
its
standard,
the
Jesus
first officer
is actually
on the scene
accurate
said he could see
and
my
legal.
Daughter hanging
now, they
from
may
her
not
car seat.
Accept that Jesus is capital G God.
Yet, my message was,
but they cannot deny
your bride
because of the 82nd Psalm and because of what he's doing, that he does qualify to be the little G-O-D.
Needless to
Elohim.
Say, that message.
So once again, they cannot. Take legal action
but
against him
if you
because
don't buy context clues,
the words
she
fit
survived
the actions. Jesus wasn't playing a war
but I remember
of semantics
that day, because that was the day
he was
that
calling
the
religious leaders the to judge their heart. They're trying
to
judge his actions and give miscredit to that.
When my bride was in ICU,
trying to judge
you say, Jimmy,
words,
have you always been
and,
a little
and misinterpret
weird?
Or misapply
yes.
or deny that?
My bride
and he's not
lying
trying,
in ICU,
you know, tomato,
she was
tomato,
on a vent and all
I don't
kinds
care.
Of tubes,
I don't care for either of them.
And she's looking at me, and I'm looking
tomatoes?
At her, and I said, well,
it is my sin.
God
you
either
like
really loves me, or he's
no.
really mad at you.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
I said, I'll, either
nah.
he loves me
tastes
enough
like
that
to
he's
me.
Given
that's
you to me a second
there.
Time,
once
he's
again,
mad enough at you
the religious leaders who were looking for any excuse
and
whatsoever
and
to take legal actions against Jesus could not do it. Based
so, yeah,
on what
I'm,
he was doing,
I'm that kind of guy.
Or based on the titles
but they
that
had
he
sent
claimed.
A message to
so
Jesus,
once again,
Jesus,
left
your friend, our brother, the one we love is sick.
If
now, she had to be
gods,
real sick.
To whom,
do
whom
you know why I know
God
that?
Came,
because most of us,
cannot be nullified.
We just don't,
Jesus says,
we just
this
don't
is
do
what
that.
The
how many Bible, times have you
this
gone,
is what the Old Testament
should I go
says,
to the emergency room and you go,
and you can't nullify what the Old Testament says?
Are you
yeah,
saying of
I mean,
him who the Father sanctified
no,
and sent to the world?
Oh, we'll
you
give
are
it
blaspheming
a
because I said
this message
I am the
was
son of
sent
God?
Because they had
if
reached
I
the
do
point
not do the works of my Father, do not believe me.
Of subtle
if I do them, even though you do not believe
now,
me,
it's interesting,
believe the works.
Is their actions
so that you may know and
has
understand
an interesting
that the Father
forerunner.
Is in me. And
so
I
earlier in Jesus'
in
ministry,
he says,
there was an event, and we're going to look at that event.
Look at the actions
that may have given
judge
me
these
by the
two
fruit
sisters
of my actions
the idea to
and
send
then
this message to Jesus.
See if it doesn't match up with
so
the
so you
words.
Have to read the Bible. It dovetails into
Jesus
itself challenges
them to trust his actions,
amazing
even if they
thing when
his
you
words.
See
actions
God's hand
speak
as he walks
louder
through
than
these.
Words.
So
amen.
Let's look.
In John, the fourth chapter, it's
actions
recorded.
Actions speak louder
therefore,
than words.
He came again to Cana
when I am seeing
of Galilee,
a politician, and
where
I
he
don't
made
care
the water into
the
wine.
Come from.
And
you know,
there was a royal officer
whose
son was sick in Capernaum.
I'm
now,
waiting
where
to
Jesus
see what
was
do you
in
do?
Capernaum.
The word's
it's not
out of
a huge
mouth,
distance, but you can't
to meet
get there
the
in
tons
a five
of your
minute
shoes.
Walk. Or
Capernaum is down on the shore of the Sea
sorry,
of Galilee.
Actions speak louder than words.
Jesus
and in our
was
world today,
north by
I think that's even
northwest,
a greater truth,
probably
than they have been
by
in the past.
A day or 2 days.
Actions
travel.
Validate
when
words.
When he heard that,
if Jesus
had, one thing,
that,
when
and
he had
heard
do another
Jesus
thing,
had come
what's
out of Judea
into Galilee,
hypocrite.
He went to him and was imploring
hypocrite.
Him to come down and
what
heal
the world
his son.
To call us.
For his son was
now,
to the point
I'm
of death.
Be honest. I am a hypocrite.
So Jesus said,
I don't always do
unless
what
you
I
people
intend to
see
do,
signs and wonders,
so, yes,
you simply
if
will not
says,
believe.
Oh, that church
now,
just
one
full
of the things I love
go, yep.
to ask myself is,
and then you go,
who's the
and
you
you'd
people?
Fit right in. Won't you come
that,
be with
well,
us?
Well, first of
Sunday?
All, doesn't Jesus know that that is
then
not
they get mad
and
they don't come because then you're judgmental. But
can you imagine? Let's all try that one.
Validate the word.
People.
And actions are
you
difficult
to refute.
Listen, just do that.
When you do
lunch
what you
today,
do and why
you
do
people
it,
need to step aside.
It's
I'm
hard
ready to eat.
To refute.
It's going to be great for you. But for Jesus
city,
says,
instance,
you people.
When you show up and you do what people from
believe,
before the city do for no
you
other
see
reason
signs and
than
wonders.
It's the right thing to do and because we want to express
so
love.
So the question
to you,
is, who,
it is hard
who people
to
is this
that?
Who people?
Because
the royal officer said to him, sir, come down before my child dies.
We don't ask.
Jesus said to him, go.
We just love you.
Your son lives.
We just love to do this for you.
And it's hard to refuse.
He sought Jesus. Jesus has given him instructions.
Motivated by love.
The man believed the word.
Therefore,
Jesus
they were seeking again
to arrest him.
And
started
off.
And he eluded their grasp. And he went away.
Can I tell you who is not counted among the you people?
Was first baptizing.
How do I know?
Stayed there.
Jesus told him what to do. And the span between the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea is the Jordan River Valley.
As he was now going down, of the pathways,
his slaves
to
met
the
him and said,
of the Holy Land,
saying to him,
and it's beautiful
that his son
and it's lush
was living.
Because the Jordan River is there.
So he inquired of them,
and so
the
Jesus,
hour, which he began
after this
to get
encounter,
better, and then they said to
leaves
him yesterday
Jerusalem,
at the seventh hour,
goes down the mountain,
left him.
Because Jerusalem
so
is on
the
a mountain,
father knew,
and there
it
is
was
a 3,700
foot altitude
Jesus
difference between
him,
your
Jerusalem.
Son lives.
And the Jordan River
he himself
Valley.
Believed what?
Two different worlds, as it were.
It's about
so
17
know
miles
this man
downhill.
Isn't among those
so you
people?
Know what that means?
Because
when
he
you
did
go
what
back,
Jesus said, and when
now,
it did what Jesus said
to
do,
to drive down,
he immediately gave credit
to
the Dead Sea.
Jesus.
And you better be very careful.
He didn't go, well, that
breaks,
Benadryl
must have
just really kicked in.
Because you're breaking the whole
no,
way.
No, he knew.
So Jesus and his disciples leave
not
Jerusalem,
only did he know,
go down the mountain
but then
to the
he
east,
shared with his
and they
whole
go just beyond the Jordan River. Now, here's an interesting thing to me.
One of the challenges we as believers
everything
need to be
west
very
of the Jordan River is considered what?
The promise.
Now, can
line.
God work through people?
God gave
he
it
sure
to the Jews.
Can he work through modern medicine? He sure does.
Isn't it interesting?
But I just need to make sure that God
that
gets
Jesus
the credit
had
he's
to
due.
Depart
and so the promise
we see
land
to find
that
some
these
peace
two sisters
would have been aware of this
account.
From the people
and now what are they doing?
Land. They're sending a message to Jesus.
Isn't
Jesus,
that amazing?
I know you may not be able to come. Jesus, you may not be able
I
to
find
get here. But he's sick unto death.
Just,
and they're saying, Jesus, all we need is what? A word.
That's all we need.
It really stops
why?
Me down.
Because Jesus is that master over sin and death.
Jesus doesn't have
Jesus
to be on
felt
site.
Compelled to leave the promised land
to make things happen.
Because in the promised land, those
but when Jesus
whom
heard
he
about it, he said Lazarus' sickness
respect,
will not end in death.
Receive him.
No, it happened for the glory of God, so that the Son of
now,
Man will receive glory from
context,
this. So although Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus,
within
he stayed where he was
to make
for the
sure
next
people
2 days.
In the
for
home.
Mary and Martha. And
wouldn't
her
it be
family.
A tragic thing for someone to have
this
to
note
leave
that Jesus
a
sent back
to be able to find
I'm sorry,
the
I already,
peace.
I'm so good, I got ahead of myself. That's good, right
and
there.
It happens
when you can get ahead of yourself.
That's
this should be
stuff.
You know, this should be the place. And
it's one of my
know,
superpowers.
Anyway, that stopped me down. Anyway, let's go ahead. So now
Jesus
and his followers
and his apostles
are now down in the valley.
Place.
And
it was
foreshadowing
and
what's
place.
Going
it's
to happen,
place.
But they didn't
it's
quite catch the
place.
Context clues. It's a place
verse
that they're
four,
familiar
Jesus
with
comforted,
because this would have been the same area
comforts.
That Jesus met
Jesus
up with John the Baptist when he was baptized and began
now
his
been sent
public ministry
to grieving sisters.
This would have been a place for them to
and
rest.
What was his response?
To recuperate. Also to recommit
this is the
because
Jesus
we're headed
sends
towards
back
the
to the
cross.
Sisters.
The next
Lazarus
time Jesus goes up the mountain, it'll be the last time before he's crucified.
It happened for the glory of God.
They don't
so the
quite
Son
understand
God
the whole plan,
receive
but
glory
Jesus does.
From this.
So this is an important time. Now,
and then finally, he
verse 41,
said to his
many came to him and were saying,
Judea.
While
so
John
let's look
performed
at a
no
timeline,
sign,
here real quick.
Yet everything John said about
they
this
sent
man
a messenger down to Jesus,
and many believed in him
there.
I mean, you've got to be really committed.
By the time Jesus and his followers are back down in the valley,
John the Baptist.
You don't want to go to
Bucky's murdered
because
you're
going to
get lost.
Now,
what's interesting is this.
Quickly,
it don't
matter.
They said that John the Baptist,
so
the preacher,
came down,
the voice crying in the wilderness,
the message,
did not do one miraculous sign.
Jesus sends this message back up the mountain to
healing
to them.
He didn't do any raising from the dead.
Says he remained
to do any water into wine
for a total of 4 days.
He didn't do any of those things. All he did was proclaim the gospel.
4 days.
Now, you need to file that
and
away because that's going
to
come back to
he lost
soon.
His life. He was martyred.
But the
now
the
Jesus
objected,
is back
Rabbi,
where John was
they
preaching.
Said, only a few days
and
ago,
they
the people
said,
in Judea were
let me back
trying
up here,
to stone you. Are you going there again?
While John was performed
the
no
disciples
sign,
were
everything John said about this man was true.
Before I go, I thought
he
I'd
didn't
put a
perform
slide
miracles,
in there, but I want
to
stop
John.
This. So they
everything
sent a
he said
to
about
Jesus,
who?
Jesus.
Jesus
sent a message back saying what?
Lazarus
what
will
sense?
Not die.
His
because
death
John
will not
said,
be.
Jesus
he will
did
not die.
What Jesus did, John said.
Lazarus died the day they sent the
John's
message
ministry
to Jesus.
Was validated in his absence by the practice,
now, can you imagine?
The promise of Jesus' ministry.
Being the grieving sisters of Lazarus. And you sent a message to the one man you believed could make things different. And his response to you is, oh, your brother won't die. What does our witness say? Jesus' ministry validated what John said, maybe a little bit better understand the reception Jesus gets here pretty soon. What does
Can you imagine how that would feel to you?
How we speak, how
that
we
the
give,
only message
how
Jesus
act,
can send back to you is all.
Listen,
this our
he's not going to die
about each other.
By Jewish custom, he was laid in the grave before the sun set.
Because it's important.
He's not going to die.
Our witness either validates.
Take a chill pill.
Or conflicts.
I think that probably went over
information
like a lead
about Jesus.
His word, the Bible, his people.
Not
and his
only
church.
Would it go over like
I'll
a lead
myself
balloon, but
as the example.
Let's just
would
say,
it start to change the way you
I'm
think
a very
about Jesus.
Unrighteous individual.
Would it call into question just a little bit what you think Jesus may or may not be able to do?
Oh.
And you're
not human if
a little part
and
of you goes
for my drink
well,
to
be
180
degrees.
The governor up there enough.
And they only enter extra hot.
To speak a word and save his son.
Extra hot, I think, is a key that doesn't really mean anything.
Jesus must not love me.
Truthfully.
Or he
didn't
save
my brother.
Is that?
You do. But what does it really mean?
If you read the Bible, remember, they're all humans just like you.
170?
Okay. Okay, well.
The disciples had a justified
reason for their safety concerns.
And Jesus, we were just up that way. Do you remember?
No, that's
he'll get it how he gets it.
And
he didn't really mean
180 degrees.
Just Jesus.
Anywho,
so I do not get my drink
faith
at 180 degrees.
Faith isn't dismissing our faculties,
but at times it can call us to trust in spite of them.
Very, very.
Faith is not the absence of fear.
And all the while,
I'm
wearing my
desire to be obedient in spite of.
And it says home.
One of the reasons I took, Alan, I laughed the other day when they said 32
years and 6 months.
Reflecting,
we have a 6 months debate here at
ALF
too.
Why?
Well,
because it took 6 months to talk this guy into trusting God.
My actions.
It was not God.
It was
not
accurately testifying.
It was this guy. I was the problem.
Authentic Life Fellowship.
But because I was afraid, I'm not going to lie, I was afraid.
Now, what if you...
The absence
you know
of fear is not what faith is.
And
faith is when you say, God,
and she goes, oh, hey,
I'm terrified down to my shoelaces.
Your in here today. And they go, oh, Brother Jimmy.
But where you lead, you
and they
provide.
Go, yeah.
And Ronnie goes, I'm
and
not surprised.
Whom you call, you equip.
And she goes, you wouldn't believe.
I'm trusting you.
Dot, dot, dot.
Sometimes it means
well,
jumping off
my
in the deep end of the pool, ladies and gentlemen.
In my actions, is not accurately reflecting
on that
person.
Sometimes
guess what?
Than our
now,
human
that
experience.
Person has
why
been called what? Into question.
Like this.
Wait a minute.
I don't have
you call
a track
guy?
Record which to.
Your pastor?
Guess what? Neither did they.
You follow that
guess
guy?
What? Why?
Well, there never been a guy they followed who claimed to be the Messiah. Sometimes our faith
and then when I
is bigger
way,
than our human experience. And if yours is not,
they go, well, I wonder what
then
part
you
of the
might
Bible
not be living
believes.
By as much faith as you think you
because
are.
Because the only parts we believe are the parts
when
we
when you get to the end of the rope and the
sisters.
Only thing at the end of the rope is Jesus,
and when the scripture
now
says
you're
don't
talking.
Let any unwholesome thing come out of your mouth, it really means
and
that.
And sadly, if we're not careful,
it doesn't mean,
the only thing
you got
that
it
runs
at
us to the end of that rope,
but they deserve a good
might
cussing.
Be what?
Medical emergency.
I came out at 175, but they deserve having that cup thrown against the wall back there by the drive-thru
or ICUs.
No.
But that's not how we want
it. It means
to
what it says, and it says what it means,
God
and it always means what it means.
Verse 9, Jesus replied,
and so if
there
I were
12
to act
hours
that way, and I'm
of
wearing my
ALF
every day
shirt,
during the day,
guess
people
what?
Can walk
they're
safely.
They're going to go, well, I don't know. I
they
don't
can
know
see
the
because
the
they have the light of this world,
behave.
But at night there is a danger of stumbling because
then ultimately,
they have no
guess
light.
What? They go,
and
gosh,
either
I mean,
your big toe or your pig toe goes, amen.
I mean,
because we've all done it, haven't
Jesus person act that way?
Well, who moved that coffee table?
John's
ministry in the middle of the night.
Why am I seeing stars?
By Jesus's ministry.
I'm about
Jesus's
to pass
ministry
out.
Was validated by John's
God's
ministry.
God's plans
brothers
can be trusted.
And sisters,
amen.
I live my life for you.
It is my deepest
I'm,
prayer
I'm not confident,
that everywhere
Jeff.
You go and anyone
God's
that you
plans can
you know
be trusted.
Come to find
amen.
Out.
Everyone either knows someone or is related oof. To someone in this town. You can't badmouth yeah. anybody anymore.
That's kind of like asking me if I want cottage cheese.
It is my hope and prayer that you will never encounter a person who would say,
sidebar,
oh, no, I don't.
Jimmy Vaughn's your pastor?
God's plans can be trusted. Amen?
I beg
now
God
we shall go
that
on.
I never put that into your life.
His guidance will always lead us to what good outcomes. Are they the outcome you and I want? No.
My friend,
if you've stood by the graveside at least once in your life, that's not the outcome that you wanted.
And I'm proud to call that man my pastor.
Jesus is pointing out that it's important to act while the light and the purposes of God are prevalent. Listen, if I go wandering out in the dark on my own accord, it is probably not going to end well. But when I walk in the light of God's word,
my ministry validates
God's will and God's wisdom, when I walk in those, then my friends, because I arrive at the destination.
Now,
if we get out of bounds, someone goes, oh, Jeff said this morning, not every destination is a desired destination.
About that.
But wherever God is,
it's important.
Is where I want to be.
It's powerful. It's meaningful.
We'll be traveling. The youth are traveling tomorrow. We'll be traveling in a couple weeks.
Because
we've been asked countless times.
Together.
Aren't you afraid?
So next week,
ladies and gentlemen, the safest place you can be on the face of this planet is the center
of God's will. Jesus
is
in the valley recuperating, he gets word of a family emergency.
It doesn't matter if it's over there or it's out there.
You know.
That phone call
the
that comes at 2:30 in the morning.
The safest place on the face of this planet.
Doesn't your heart rate go through the roof immediately? It doesn't matter.
You
have not won a lottery. And Jesus
says
that,
in the morning,
that we're walking in the light.
Your heart rate goes through
the roof.
As he
is the light, Jesus is the light.
It's not good.
We've got Jesus. Have you ever sat and wondered what Jesus receives?
Word
you know,
of
we
a
all
family
think
emergency,
we'd sing kumbaya,
and
but it's a little rough in
we
there.
We get to hear our
and
friend
walking with Jesus,
our brother
I
in the faith, young Thomas,
Whitfield,
issue this famous line. Thomas,
our work
nicknamed
on earth
the
done.
Twin, said
and
to his fellow
true.
Disciples, "Let's go too."
Sometimes our work
and
may
die
be
with
completed
Jesus.
Earlier than we think it could or should be.
Boy, I tell you what, that is not a win friends and influence people
today,
type statement
testimony.
Right there. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank
today.
You that, Lord, we are living this thing called faith together.
That 11-year-old
and, Father,
car
we pray that we will be
accident.
Diligent to
There's
the life
no
that
survived.
You have called us to. Father, first
no
and foremost,
reason.
That we might glorify
but
Jesus who gave his life for us.
Complete.
Father, that we might enjoy the
With
benefits
three cars fit in two lanes,
of righteous living.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Lord, and
I had
third,
enough time
that
to
our
think
world
in my brain.
Would get an
oh,
accurate
man,
depiction
hurt.
Of who Jesus is.
And the next
of
thing I
what
know,
his
those two
word
cars
says,
are beyond me being stupid in front
of
me.
Of what his
me, and I'm
church
just,
is about. And, Father,
I mean,
that they might get an accurate
here right
reflection,
now,
Lord, that they can make an informed decision about the things of
place.
Faith. Father, I know that we are sinners. Lord, I am the chief of them.
Until
Father,
God's
I am Barabbas.
God's
the one who deserved death, but that was
so
set free because of grace. Father, help
then
me
he said,
to be
our friend
ever
Lazarus
diligent.
Has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up.
The disciples
the way that
said,
I
Lord,
live and lead
if
my
he's
life.
Sleeping, he will soon get better.
Because, Lord, it's for all of us.
They thought Jesus meant Lazarus was simply sleeping,
and Father,
but Jesus
all
meant
of us
that Lazarus had
would
died.
Recommit to live our lives for you, for
the disciples
ourselves, and
misunderstood
for each other.
The context clues.
Lord, we're all in this
well,
together.
Lord, if he's sleeping, we don't want to wake him.
And the world
sleeps
needs
good medicine.
The church. They weren't buying in. They didn't quite get it.
And
Father,
Jesus had
bless
to tell
your
them,
children as they
fellas,
go out into their
dead.
Mission fields.
Now, do you remember
Lord,
the message that he sent
close
up the hill
to you and intimately with you?
So now
Father,
either Jesus is crazy, he's a liar
of our Messiah,
or God's got a greater plan.
Father, we thank
Amen.
You that you choose to use
the letter going up the hill said what?
To proclaim
gonna,
a perfect
he's
gospel.
Not be
he's not.
So he told
Father,
them plainly,
we love you and we thank
Lazarus
you for the privilege.
Dead.
For it's in Jesus' name we ask these things.
And for your sakes,
amen.
I'm glad I wasn't there. Oh, Jesus, how hard-hearted are you? Oh, you're so mean, your words, so uncaring. For now, you will really believe. Come and let's go see him. Remember verse 48? Jesus said to them what? Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. So that means even his disciples would fit into the you peoples a little bit, a little bit.
Jesus is about to do his final pre-crucifixion miracle, and he saves the best for last. And our friend Thomas is there to witness it. I love Thomas. Thomas says, well, let's go too and die with Jesus. Now, that's the way to pick up the band. Well, bro, if you're going, we're going. Come on, guys, we're all going to die together. And we'll all go down together. Man, don't you need that guy on your team? Listen, they'll probably kill us, but let's go. Guys, this isn't going to end well. Now, what's amazing to me, if I'm Jesus, I'm looking at him going, hey, Thomas, just hold your water a minute. But Jesus leads him up the hill. Ladies and gentlemen, these are human beings who just came down the hill from facing a mob who wanted to kill them. And you remember a few weeks ago, I told you, Bethany's how far from Jerusalem? Just 2 miles. Will they know Jesus and the band has arrived in Bethany? Yes, they will. Would they be easy to find? Yes, they would. If they wanted to finish what they didn't do on the Temple Mount, would it be easier in Bethany? Yes, it would. His fears, his concerns, his prospects of outcome are justified. This isn't a man who's doubting. This is a man who's looking at the context and going, well, okay. There's not a problem with being pragmatic and a realist and following Jesus. So long as you don't allow your humanity to deter you from following his deity. Faith is not the absence of fear. Faith is not the absence of critical thinking. Faith is not the absence of maybe even doubting a negative outcome. But faith is the desire, what? To be obedient. So if we read this again in that context, it flips the coin. All right, guys. Let's go up this hill and die with our Savior. Because everyone in here, what? Wouldn't you want to be able and willing and desirous to die for your Savior if called upon? Is there one of us that would... that we'd sit here and say, no, I'm really looking forward to an opportunity to reject Jesus. No. If it were called upon us to give our lives all at once, I beg God that he would give me what it would take to say, my God is able to deliver me. But even if he doesn't, I choose him. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Thomas, the doubter. He feels the plans of men may cost him his life. And you know what? He's right. He's just a little early. We'll talk about that later. No, because one day it will cost all of them. 11 of the 12 all give their lives for the cause of the gospel. So what Thomas is saying will come true, just not up the hill. So I'll see you next week when a funeral becomes a festival. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we thank you for Thomas. Lord, just a man who loved Jesus and was trying to figure it out. Father, I just thank you for Jesus. Lord, I thank you for his unwavering commitment to truth, but I also thank you for his unwavering commitment to grace. Lord, as he looks into the eyes and the hearts of these men and women who love him so much, but Lord, they look at the world around them and it causes them to tremble. Lord, just like us. Lord, we love you. But this world, the circumstances of this world, the people in this world, Lord, sometimes they cause us to tremble. Father, remind us that just as you did with Lazarus, so you have with us a plan, a purpose, and a promise. Father, as was stated in the last hour, Lord, you see around the corner. Lord, wherever we're headed, you're already there. And Lord, we say that wherever you are is where we want to be. Lord, wherever you are is better, regardless of the circumstances, because we're with you. Father, I pray for each and every one here, and Lord, for whatever that they are facing, Lord, that they'll understand and find comfort and strength in that being with you is better than anything else. It's better than anyone else. It's better. Father, I pray that you would bless us, that you would strengthen us, and Lord, that we would walk so close to you, Lord, that the world might see you instead of us. Father, we love you and we thank you for the promise of your word. We thank you for the promise of a cross and an empty grave. And we thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We love you, Lord. And it's in your Son's name we pray these things. Amen and amen.